Hi, it's Phil Hewlett. We're going to get the show started in a second, but first I want to tell you about Heat and Cool, America's largest online distributor of heating and air conditioning products. Just a quick test. Lick your finger, put it up in your house. Feel a breeze? No, of course you don't, because your air conditioning doesn't work. You need air conditioning to stay cool during the blistering heat of summer. And Heat and Cool specializes in that. And they're unlike other companies. Heat and Cool assists you and your technician when you purchase your product online. Your air conditioning. Online. It's that easy. And they'll walk you through the steps. You tell them a little about your house, or you have your technician do it. And then they ship it over to you for free. 365-day return on purchases, hassle-free return policy. And you order something now, they're going to ship it today in almost every case. So check them out. I recommend Heat and Cool, and they'll beat anybody else's price by 3%. Some restrictions apply. Go to our sponsor page. You'll find them there. Click on the Heat and Cool button and start cooling off your house, will you? You are listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. I thank you for tuning in. This is the talk show where you get nothing but fun, informative, sometimes unexpected conversation about the stories you care about. You'll hear from the experts, authors, and others, and we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. On today's show, that horrific truck attack in France, it's hard enough to resolve in our brains, but how do you talk to your children about it? Expert Paige Olson joins us. Learn to listen like a dog, and you'll get ahead in life. That's the message from author Jeff Lazarus. He joins us. Beat back all those delicious summer comfort foods that pack on the pounds. Weight loss counselor Renee Jones is on the show. A total fantasy baseball geek gets a chance to run a front office of a minor league baseball team. True story. He's on the show. And Manny the Movie Guy reviews Ghostbusters and the new Bryan Cranston movie. Joining me on the program today is a woman who prefers you do not know where she lives because her linen closet is filled with little colorful monsters, some of them of very high value. Skylar Charisma.
Hey, Phil. Well, the mania surrounding Pokemon Go continues. We've got the good, the bad, and the ugly behind it.
The ugly.
As we get episode 281 started, I want you to know that you can only hear the full-length version of this episode, aside from right now if you're listening live, on our website. And if you subscribe to the show, that is the RSS feed in your podcast app of choice, then you'll have access to 6 bite-sized chunks of this episode. Once again, subscribe on the homepage at philhewlettandfriends.com. Thanks for that. All right, let's get things started. This Pokemon Go craze is just out of this world, and with all the weird stuff happening, it just fuels the popularity of the app, doesn't it, Skylar?
Oh, absolutely. Now, more users are finding themselves in these precarious situations while playing the augmented reality game. Get this, just in California, 2 men were reportedly robbed and carjacked Sunday while playing the game and trying to catch those fictional characters. That happened in Sacramento County.
Yeah.
And that same day, hundreds of miles south, a brother and sister were robbed of their smartphones while playing in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then closer in San Diego, 2 men fell off a bluff while playing.
A bluff?
Fell off a bluff.
Is that, what's a bluff? Like a cliff?
Yeah, like a little cliff.
Hmm. What's the difference between a bluff and a cliff? Is there a difference between a bluff and a cliff?
Well, I don't know.
Well, I'm just wondering. Maybe maybe you did your research. I didn't.
I didn't
know the difference.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't. I feel like bluffs are lower.
Yeah. Okay.
Bluffs might be lower. You know, now I'm going to have to look that up.
What about the difference between an isthmus and an inlet?
I can spell inlet. That's the difference.
Man, people are doing it crazy. I've got some more. I mean, they're just keep coming in. Everybody's doing Pokemon Go updates. A couple in Toledo, Ohio, hopped a fence at a zoo at 2:30 in the morning yesterday to catch a Pokemon. They were both arrested for trespassing. Some players went to Area 51 in Nevada, and apparently a ton of monsters were there to catch. Strange enough.
I'm actually not surprised by that. I mean, are you really?
I'm not, but what I'm surprised by is that they were apparently the first people to play inside Area 51.
Ooh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Oh, an 18-year-old guy in Texas Tuesday was chasing a Pokemon Go character, and he was bit by a venomous snake. He's going to be okay.
Good.
Yeah. And then good things come out of these every now and then. Two Pokemon Go players in Houston were looking for monsters, but instead found a cage filled with 20 baby hamsters and mice that was just abandoned. Somebody left them there, and they were going to die. So they took them in and gave them all food and water and saved their lives.
Oh, they're heroes.
So good stuff can come out of Pokemon Go as well.
Yeah, also, you know, people are getting a ton of exercise because of it. Right? I mean, it's getting people out of the house.
Yeah, I suppose, as long as they keep their head up, huh?
No, it's true. This research firm, they broke down the usage time, and according to SimilarWeb, the average time per day spent on Pokemon Go was 43 minutes.
Oh, that's, you know what? That's more than, if I recall the numbers, more than the amount of time per day that people spend on other popular websites like Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. Isn't that right?
Yeah. Instagram is about 25 minutes, Snapchat nearly 23 minutes, and only 22 minutes on Facebook, which they must not have surveyed me.
Yeah, right. Oh, you spend more time?
Hardly any time.
Oh, just when you have a great new drinking a martini by the pool.
I don't need Facebook.
Bikini photo, right?
Exactly.
That's the only time you use Facebook, when you have a new bikini photo to post.
But I actually post it on Instagram, and then I link it to my Facebook.
So is that what you do?
I don't even open Facebook.
But that's the lazy man's Facebook usage.
Yep.
People are getting exercise. That's funny. But here's some rules, some tips to stay safe. Please stay safe while you're playing Pokemon Go. Play with friends. Playing with people you know reduces the chance that you'll be targeted by someone with bad intentions. So you won't get stabbed or robbed. Look up. You need to be looking at your phone to play, but you don't want to get so caught up in it that you forget to look up from time to time and realize
especially when you're like crossing a street or, you know.
Or hanging out on a bluff.
Or hanging out on a bluff.
Or a cliff or spelling isthmus.
I still can't.
Don't play while you're driving, for goodness sakes.
Mm-mm.
6 out of 10 teen car crashes involve driver distraction, which includes being distracted by Pokemon Go. We're just going to add that to the
Came out last week, and it's already been added to the statistics.
By the way, it's not all free. It's free to download the app to your phone, but in-app purchases cost between 99 cents and $99.99. That's $100 minus a penny, and that adds up in a hurry.
Oh, I'm sure.
Take a break. This is another tip. The game can be addictive, as you know. So take a break every now and then and actually enjoy being a human being on an actual planet in the middle
and
of summer.
And living life.
Yes. Get a real life. Like rock star Mark Hoppus. You know who that is?
I do. Blink 182.
Yeah. He says that he will play Pokemon Go on tour.
What? I mean, as a person who tours, I can see why he might want to add that into the mix of things.
Yeah.
Of his daily routine, because sometimes it can get a little, you know.
His buddy from your second favorite band, Skylar, Fallout Boy, Pete Wentz.
Yes.
He's also a player.
I love that Pete. He's hilarious.
Yeah, all right. And there's a Pokemon Go parody already. It's out there, and it's right now, I believe it's a video. There's a woman in New Jersey. She made fun of the whole Pokemon Go thing, and there's a version for stressed out moms called Chardonnay Go, where you walk around and find full glasses of wine, white wine, everywhere.
Yes.
Right.
If it were red, that would be for me.
Yeah. Oh, a Chardonnay.
Oh. There's
a Riesling. Oh.
I love that voice.
And just in time for all of this excitement about Pokemon Go, Nintendo has been busy, and Nintendo for the Christmas holidays will release a mini NES, a game system.
I saw that. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, and it'll come with 30 built-in games, so that you can blow those out at work. A bunch of classics like Tecmo Bowl, Punch-Out, The Legend of Zelda, Metroid, Excitebike, Donkey Kong, and all three Super Mario Brothers games.
What about Duck Hunt?
Oh, it might be on there. It should be.
I hope so.
30 games. I just gave you some of them.
Mm-hmm.
Duck Hunt should be on there because it's just fun to say after 3 or 4 beers. Say Duck Hunt 3 times really fast.
Duck Hunt, Duck Hunt, Duck Hunt, Duck Hunt.
Careful. Because you're looking at something there in a moment. You know, you keep saying it. All right. Every now and then we talk about today is National Something or Other Day. And there's some interesting facts about that that will today is a day, some kind of special day. But we're not going to tell you what it is until just a moment from now, because I want to tell you about the Droma bed. How's your bed working out there, Skylar? Is it nice and cushy and soft? And
my bed is fantastic. It is a Tempur-Pedic, no other.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? Guess what? Your bed actually, in comparison, sucks because the Droma bed is about 150 times better than you think you have comfort now. You should try the Droma bed. It's one of the newest, most advanced memory foam mattresses ever made. It was engineered using cutting-edge ergonomic design, state-of-the-art, ultra-comfortable, eco-friendly material technology, all built to fit in a small box, small enough to be shipped via standard shipping methods. You open up the box and bing, you have a Droma bed.
Like in my mailbox?
Yes. Right in your little mailbox. No, on your front porch. It's 100% sourced and manufactured right here in the USA, a 200-night free, risk-free trial. So, you know, you can sleep on it for the better part of the year and then return it if you're not happy, if it's not as good as your highfalutin bed that you've got. But I'll tell you the truth. It's made from natural products that, like clouds.
Oh,
that's how soft it is, right? Mm-hmm. And it's 12 inches thick. Is your bed 12 inches thick? It's probably only 10 inches thick because that's what the standard mattresses out there are. It's got the extra inches to offer more support, more comfort, and more luxurious sleep. And right now, you get $75 off with an exclusive offer code you could only find on the sponsor page on our website. Look for the Droma button, click on it, and get a Droma bed and dream on one, will you? Thank you. Skylar.
Yes.
Is today some kind of national day? Of sorts.
Well, Phil, is it just me or is nearly every day National Fill in the Blank Day?
I don't know. It seems like it. We don't have a day for every day, do we?
Well, listen to this. It actually became very apparent for me on July 6th. A friend of mine wished me Happy National Fried Chicken Day. Yeah.
That's a good day.
And I was like, what? So I did a little research, found the National Day calendar, and it turns out that there are over 1,200 national days, Phil. 1,200.
1,200.
That's a lot, considering there are only 365 days in a year.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
So do you want to know what today is?
Yeah, there's got to be at least three or four things today, right, if we're going to get to 1,200. There's four things?
Exactly.
Okay.
There's four.
What is it?
Okay. National Give Something Away Day.
No, I'm not going to do it. Not going to do it.
National I Love Horses Day.
Not sure I love horses, but okay.
National Tapioca Pudding Day.
Okay, I'm in on the tapioca pudding.
And then, last but not least, Phil, happy National Pet Fire Safety Day.
Wait a minute. Are you petting fire? It's a semantic thing. National what is it?
Pet Fire Safety Day.
I'm not petting fire.
No.
I'm going to keep my pets
safe. They just
safe.
Want to educate pet owners how to take steps to prevent fires and to effectively plan for those unexpected emergencies, you know?
Yeah, when you accidentally set your pet on fire.
Exactly. So, hence, National Pet Fire Safety Day.
Oh. Do they have a national day to use the word hence?
National Hence Day. That's in September.
Do we have National Isthmus Day or Bluff Day?
I don't know, but if we go to nationaldaycalendar.com, we can, there's...
What is it?
By month. Nationaldaycalendar.com.
National Day. That's smart.
Yep. And then every day it lists the national holidays for each day.
All right. Do they have National Poop Day?
Yes.
They do?
Probably.
Because I want to talk about your poop for a second, Skylar.
Well, they have National Corn Fritters Day. Is that the same thing?
Oh, man. I know what you're talking about. Now...
Okay.
All right. So... I've been meaning to talk to you about this for some time.
Mm-hmm.
One gram, that's tiny, of your poop, Skylar.
Just mine.
Yes. For example, yours has 100 billion bacteria in it, with a billion with a B, and bacteria with a B, and 100 million with an M, viruses, and there's other organisms in there too.
If I'm eating healthy?
Yes. Doesn't matter, because healthy stuff has bacteria and virus in it as well. There could be good bacteria, don't forget.
That's true.
I don't know if they're good viruses. But it's the other organisms that concern me.
Yes. And me too. I mean, we're talking about my poop.
Yeah. Let's talk about poo. Winnie the Pooh was named after a real bear. Did you know that?
I didn't.
Yeah, it was named the bear was named Winnie at the London Zoo. The thing is, Winnie the Pooh is a boy bear, right?
Mm-hmm.
He walks around without any pants on.
Yeah, but he has a shirt on.
Yeah, I mean, that's something, I suppose. But yeah. The bear at the zoo was female.
Oh.
So Winnie the Pooh was one of the first, I don't know, would you call him a gender bender? Or maybe he's the first children's cartoon character to be LGBT, something like that.
Maybe.
It's possible.
Never thought about it like that.
Transgender Pooh. You know, you're not down with any of this, are you?
I'm not. I think we.
All right.
Even though it is National I Love Horses Day, I think, you know, we're beating down that dead horse.
Here in Los Angeles, there's downtown L.A., and there are a bunch of tall buildings. And one of the buildings, we've affectionately over the years called it the Library Building, but I think they call it something else now. And it was, until just a few months ago, the tallest building in Los Angeles. They're building a taller one. It's not, that one's not finished yet, but the Library Building, or whatever they call it now, has this new feature where you could pay like $400. I don't know how much, but then you get on a burlap sack and go out a window, like near the top floor,
mm-hmm.
and then you slide down this little plastic tube, and you're over, like, you know, you're like 1,200 feet up over the Los Angeles city, downtown area. And mm-hmm. you're on this burlap thing for like 5 feet, and then you come out and everybody says, yay, you did it. Get out of here. Have you seen that? They've been showing it on TV a lot lately.
Yes, I've seen the videos. I've seen photos. A friend of mine actually posted a photo on Instagram. She went down the slide.
Yeah?
She's alive and well.
Is it 10 feet or is it? Well, how
it's
long
45
is it?
Feet long.
That's not very. That's
and
not
it's
much
between
of a ride.
The 70th and 69th floor.
Okay.
So it's about 1,000 feet above the street.
Okay. That's not a very fancy ride, is it?
Not really, but.
Is it safe?
According to Gail Yashar, it's not safe.
And
she claims she broke her ankle while coming down the sky slide, which is what it's called. It was not named after me. Yeah. But
does she have brittle bones?
I don't know. She's only 57, but she's suing for negligence. So there's that. And her co-plaintiff slash husband, Morty.
Hello, I'd like you to meet my co-plaintiff slash husband.
He's suing for loss of consortium.
Oh, now that her ankle hurts, she won't consort.
Right. Yes, exactly. You know all about this, Phil.
I don't know. She's gonna sue me if I characterize her in one way or another.
Well, get this. Her lawyer says you can hear her ankle crack on the video taken.
Do we need women in their 50s to first provide proof of a certain minimal level of bone density before they get on the ride?
Is it women or is it just by age, really?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Then somebody's going to sue for discrimination.
Yeah.
It's elder Judge discrimination.
Judge Judy's going to be so busy. I don't know.
Just take it off of there. It's stupid.
It's
if it wrapped around the building 5 or 6 times and you hit a speed of maybe 25 miles per hour, then, okay, you have something. But it's a stupid ride. It's not even a ride. It's like, you know, put on some fancy shoes and you could slide down the hallway toward the elevator.
I didn't notice this, but one of the reporters who slid down it said it's nearly a straight shot down. But I didn't really get that feeling when I watched the video of her going down.
No, it's like a 14-degree angle. It's hardly anything.
Well, it's an ankle break and ride, apparently.
Yeah.
So I have an ankle biter, ankle breaker.
Yeah. Bone density. That's what that is. She should. The plaintiff/co-plaintiff/husband should just get a divorce or move to the Philippines. The only country in the world, by the way, where divorce is illegal.
You're kidding me.
No, it is. It's illegal there. The only country in the world.
Wow.
Philippines. Kumusta? Hey, coming up next, we're going to get serious with Paige Olson. She's been on the show a bunch of times. She's come up with this concept of innovative play for kids, but she also consults parents and others on best practices when it comes to raising children and teaching children. And we're going to talk about how to talk to your kids about prejudice and race and religion and with the context of what happened yesterday in Nice, France, with that crazy guy in a truck who barreled through a bunch of people. That's coming up in the next segment of Phil Hewlett and Friends. I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Ports of Call Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials as well as the South Bay's best champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Ports of Call Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsofcalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Ports of Call Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com.